This is JIS News. Coming up, financial institutions urged to assist in the fight against money laundering. Foreign Affairs Minister to meet with Trinidadian counterpart next week, and Jamaica honored by EU for empowering women. Details after the break.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is urging financial institutions to help the government clamp down on money laundering and other illegal activity by cooperating with the Financial Investigations Division, FID. While noting that the FID often faces challenges in obtaining reports from financial institutions, Minister Bunting stressed the importance of reporting suspicious transactions.
Tracing the money will often lead law enforcement officials to uncover other seemingly unrelated criminal activities. The fact is, a criminal who is involved in narco trafficking, for example, will almost certainly be involved in money laundering, likely to be involved in other crimes such as defrauding customs, tax evasion.
Minister Bunting says where moral suasion proves unsuccessful, the authorities will go after institutions that are negligent in filing reports on suspicious financial transactions. The security minister was speaking Thursday at the FID's 2013 conference held under the theme, Taking the Profit Out of Crime, a Collaborative Approach. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Trinidad and Tobago, Winston Ducoran, is expected on the island next week following an invitation from his Jamaican counterpart, Senator A.J. Nicholson. The ministers will discuss issues relating to hassle-free travel to the Twin Island Republic by Jamaicans. According to a release from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Minister Ducoran and a delegation from Trinidad and Tobago are scheduled to arrive in Jamaica on Monday, December 2. The discussions will include free movement as stipulated in the revised Treaty of Chaguaramas, implications of the CCJ ruling in the Shanique Marie case, treatment of Jamaicans by immigration officials in Trinidad, among other issues. Senator Nicholson says he's confident that the discussions will help to bring clarity and demonstrate that challenges in any integration movement must be met with temperance. Minister Ducoran and his delegation are scheduled to depart Jamaica on the evening of December 3. Cabinet has approved the implementation of the Non-Communicable Disease NCD Strategic Plan 2013-2018. The plan is a roadmap towards the goal of reducing NCDs, including but not limited to diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and kidney failure. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this is one of the means by which the government aims to achieve its goal of reducing the number of avoidable deaths related to non-communicable diseases.
We will be working assiduously, especially as it relates to our primary care centers, to move towards our 25% reduction by 2025. Now I'm very happy that the government have now brought on board approval of that strategic plan.
Minister Ferguson was speaking at the official reopening ceremony for the Charles Chinloy Health Center in West Kingston Thursday. The NCD Strategic Plan 2013-2018 was completed after much stakeholder consultation. And Jamaica has been honored by the European Union for its role in the empowerment of women, in particular for closing the gender gap in terms of women who work in public administration. The award is given to a country that has achieved a remarkable level of representation by women in the legislature, as senior officials and managers. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller accepted the award on behalf of Jamaica during a high-profile gala and awards dinner Wednesday, organized by the Women in Parliament's Global Forum at the Royal Museum of Art and History in Brussels, Belgium. While noting that Jamaica has made significant strides in empowering women, Mrs. Simpson-Miller joined global leaders in calling for more women to become political leaders. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says as of January 2013, globally the average share of women in parliaments stood at only 20.4% compared to the Millennium Development Goals ideal of 40%. According to the Prime Minister, if women are not at the decision-making table, their long-term impact is negligible. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.